as we take you to Arkansas and buffoonery. Look, again, this will irritate some parents, but I'm just going to tell you how I feel. Going to any graduation ceremonies before the kids graduating high school, to me, is stupid. And I remember when they, you know, a lot of it was, I remember, what was it, eighth grade. I remember when people started doing that, the eighth grade graduations. Like, well, if you think they're done at eighth grade, by all means, you know, break out the, you know, the party paraphernalia.
Well, then a lot of times they do one at kindergarten.
Well, that's what I was going to go into. Now it's to kinder. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Really, graduation? It's like, you know, that's the everyone gets a trophy mentality. You got to stop that.
I agree with you.
You got to stop that.
Yeah, you're right. There's no reason for it.
Especially if you're going to fight. And that's what happened.
Oh, no. One of those deals?
Yep.
Yeah,
I guess they were took a page out of the Beastie Boys lyrics, you know? You got to fight for the right to party, even if it's a kindergarten graduation.
But I've seen a couple of those where you, because you get like with blended families sometimes.
Why would that matter?
You get the mad ex-wife, you get the new girlfriend,
blended family. I'm sorry.
I've seen some pulled hair at a graduation event.
Well, it's nothing that you have to worry about.
Good point. Get your hand off my beard. Yeah.
No. Oh.
So what was
that?
This
hurts.
What was this deal?
This was Arkansas.
Well, yeah.
Come on now.
I lived in Arkansas. I can say that.
Arkansas?
Yeah, that's it.
Their kindergarten graduation, and maybe in Arkansas.
Was it the kindergarten graduation?
Yeah, and maybe in Arkansas, that is something to be celebrated.
They're finished. They're done.
It wasn't too long ago that the state average was third grade, but hey, okay, it was 100 years ago, but still.
It's not been that long.
They had a graduation that descended into madness when a large brawl broke out between parents, forcing school officials to scold the unacceptable behavior displayed in front of the little tykes. It's like, Now, a few years in the future, you're going to go, when some of these kids misbehave, you're going to go, now, where did they get that from?
Yeah.
And clearly, we can tell you there's video evidence. Several adults threw punches at each other in the hallway at West Memphis Falk Elementary on Wednesday as the frightened screams of nearby children filled the crowded corridor. Multiple men and women were in the center of the melee, plowing through the school as other parents rushed to get their children away from the danger. Kids could also be heard crying, "Stop! Stop!" Wow. In front of the kids.
I wonder what prompted the whole thing. I mean, probably...
Women?
Okay.
Two taller men appear to stand in the middle in an attempt to separate the fighting women.
See? There, I told you.
But they soon start throwing haymakers of their own. It's like, hey, we got to break this thing up. Hey, all right, well, don't push so hard. Hey, that's my wife.
Wow.
The fight was eventually broken up as others held back the conflicting parties. No injuries were reported. A cause for the brawl was not revealed. One West Memphis resident called for parents to face criminal prosecution because of their involvement during the big celebration. Shouldn't be happening around children, especially. And these are grown folks at a kid's graduation.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be happening at all. I agree. You know what shouldn't be happening at all? A stupid graduation.
Here you go.
For kindergarten.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about over-rewarding kids. Oh, Johnny, you're so,
You made it through finger painting.
You want to foist all the praise you can all over your kids when you can. But again, within reason, because if you praise them for everything all the time, what are you going to do when they really do something exemplary?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good point.
So, anyway, that's my take on it. The kindergarten graduations are stupid. And I don't see... I mean, who made it a thing? Is Hallmark behind this?
Oh,
is it their fault?
That's always possible.